I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. A deal to form a new government in Iraq suffered its first setback, and that came less than a day after the deal was struck. Under the agreement, the main Sunni and Shiite political blocs would join in the new government, and Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki gets to keep his job. Now, earlier today, Maliki and the leader of the Sunni bloc, Ayad Alawi, sat side by side in the Iraqi parliament to begin the process. Then, Alawi's bloc staged a walkout. The session continued with the re-election of Kurdish leader Jalal Talabani as president, but there's now uncertainty over the way forward. We reached the BBC's Jim Muir at the Parliament building in Baghdad, and he described the political drama.
What happened was that after the election of the speaker, it seems that Mr. Alawi's followers expected that some agreements that had been reached in the preliminary talks relating to lifting a ban on some people who had been accused of being linked to the Ba'ath Party of Saddam Hussein and issues like that, they wanted them legislated now before the election of a new president of the republic. This was not the understanding of the other side. So basically Mr. Alawi's followers, one would assume all 91 of his MPs, including himself, have walked out of Parliament in a kind of grand gesture.
Is the reason for the walkout and a lot of the back and forth bartering and dissent apparently right now after these guys were all sitting together earlier today, is the reason for it the shadow that looms large over de-Ba'athification?
The real reason is lack of trust on both sides, but there seems to have been a breakdown over this issue of de-Ba'athification and understandings that they believed that were reached in the preliminary talks and which are very close to their hearts. There's a lot of anger one sensed. I saw one of the deputies who I know quite well, and he just didn't want to talk. He was so angry and obviously didn't want to say anything too rash and out of place. So it's obviously a very tense situation. Now one assumes that mediators will step in and try and gloss this over so that Parliament can meet again and get the whole process moving of an actual government, that because everything had been agreed, everybody was assuming it would just go ahead very smoothly. Well, it hasn't been smooth, but then the whole process since early March when there were the elections has not been at all smooth either.
Jim, just tell us what we're supposed to make out of this from this side. I mean, the United States still has around 50,000 troops there. Obviously, what's happening right now in Parliament, where you are, is completely separate from what the Americans are doing. But can you give us a breakdown over why something that seemed so promising just a few hours ago now seems to have decayed?
Well, I think from America's point of view, what this shows is just how fragile and turbulent the situation is here. Nothing is very stable. There was apparently an agreement in place which brought all the factions on board. There's a hope that the process will be rescued. I mean, this is probably just another blip on the screen. That every step of the way since March 7th elections has been very, very hard. Even this first session of Parliament to elect the Speaker and start the process of government formation got off to a very rocky start because it was several hours late when the MPs went into, the deputies went into the chamber to start the session because of various last-minute wrinkles that came up, and each one takes a long time of heated behind-the-scenes debate to sort out. So I guess most Iraqis will be hoping that this is just another of those little lumps on the road, but that the train will keep rolling.
That was the BBC's Jim Muir at the Iraqi Parliament in Baghdad.